Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Well, howdy, everybody. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday, right here at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh, broadcasting not only terrestrially over these airwaves, but also on the internet at WPITAM.com. And a little later today on our archives at c-rs.org, but I'll tell you all about that later. First, we start off with a nice little hip-hoppy Transcarpathian melody. Okay, for those of you that live in the Yorktown Heights, New York section of our great United States of America, next Sunday was supposed to be Mushroom Walk number 2, but we received an email from our good friend Stefan Rack that says, due to the dry conditions and current 10-day forecast, which shows a little relief, we've made the call to postpone the New York City chapter of the Carpatha Russian Society's Mushroom Hunt from August 8th until, this is the new date, so mark it down, August 29th. If the dry conditions prevail, and right now, it's a little bit overcast here in Pittsburgh, but I think we've had about a quarter inch of rain in the last 3 months. If those dry conditions prevail in New York, they will do a tertiary date of September 12th. But Stefan tells us, if you had your heart set on stalking shrooms, wow, that's how it was in the email. Stefan, what are you trying to do there? If your heart's set on stalking shrooms, give him a call and he'll be more than happy to take you out into the forest for a few hours and hunt some mushrooms. So give him a call if you're interested. Stefan Rack, area code 845-621-2373. And for those of you that live in the Washington, D.C. area that are Carpathia Rosan Society members, the National Capital Chapter is holding a potluck picnic on Saturday, August 14th, beginning at 4 p.m. in Sterling, Virginia, at the home of the chapter president and Carpathia Rosan Society's chief information officer, Christy Slifke. All chapter members and guests are welcome. Attendees are asked to bring a dish that feeds about 4 to 6 people and a beverage to share. So for any questions or RSVPs on that, you can give Christy a call. Area code 703-968-8192. Again, that's 703-968-8192. Next, we go to this modern version of our favorite Yaroslav Bud, our national anthem. Well, that was sort of a newer version of the Yaroslav Bud, so we need to, Mark, orientate ourselves to the new thing. I'll explain that to you one day. We're talking about words that shouldn't be and using them purposely here, you know, orientate. And I talked about our terrestrially broadcast, so yeah, adding some new words to the English language.
I like terrestrially. I think we can.
Terrestrially, I think we can. Remember the Sniglets from the 80s?
Oh.
Yeah, we can make up a whole bunch of new ones on the Rosan side here. There's a ton of stuff we can do that with. Well, you know you can listen to us here terrestrially or on the website live, WPITAM.com, or in a couple hours you can go to c-rs.org and pick up our archives. Our sponsor is the Carpathia Rosan Society, and we thank them very much for their continued support, but we do need your support as well. The airtime here is not free, and we do need to pay for it. And I really enjoy doing this every week, as does a lot of the other radio broadcast hosts here at WPIT and other radio stations, but we do need your financial support. So if you'd like to make a donation, please give me a call, Dean Palocca, 412-877-9351, or you can email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. And we do have two donations I'd like to acknowledge right now. The first one is our good friend Cheryl Tomko from West Mifflin, donation of $25 in memory of my dad, Jack Palocca. And the second one is from Tom Breznovich, who is from Spiro, Oklahoma, good friend of ours. He's a Facebook buddy of mine as well. Donated $25, and we're fellow political party hacks, if you want to call it that as well. I'll just leave it at that. $25 to the Jack Palocca Memorial Fund. So for both of you, Cheryl and Tom, we next go to Lemkovina. This is Nepi Vonju Vodi. Carpatha Russin Society has a wonderful gift shop, which offers a wide variety of everything Russin. So if you'd like to do your Christmas shopping early, I know I keep harping on that, but eventually the weather will get nice and cold. We'll get out of this 90-degree something heat. If you're part of our Arizona chapter, oh, I think you're in a triple digits as well. But we do have a wonderful gift shop. Anything you're looking for, just go to our website, c-rs.org, click on sales, or you can call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. Was just at the Cultural Center yesterday with Pittsburgh chapter of the CRS meeting, and I was looking at some of the items there. There are a lot of nice new items that people are bringing back for us to sell, so please give us a call, 412-567-3077. Leave your name, address, and contact phone number information there, and we will get back with you. Yesterday, I was at a graduation party for a good friend of ours, a graduate of the Slavonic Folk Ensemble, and another one of our good friends, Bobby Kunkel, said, "Hey, Dean," well, actually, she texted me and said, "I'd like to hear some Mala Baba Kurku," which is Baba had a little chicken that couldn't lay eggs, so she decided to take it to the market, but it was stolen by a hawk. Go figure that one out. I don't know. But here's a new version for you, Bobby. This isn't the regular version. This is the modern sort of version. So Mala Baba Kurku for you, Bobby. Our producer, Mark, just said, "Is this Carpatho country?" Hey, I guess it would be. This does sort of sound country-ish, doesn't it?
Chicken wouldn't lay eggs. I decided to take it to market, and a hawk took it.
Oh, yeah. And then she said, at the end, she says she'd rather have eaten it than take it to the market.
You know, if you play it backwards, she'll get everything back. And it'll lay eggs.
Oh, great. So that one goes out to Bobby Kunkel, some Carpathian country. I'd like to thank Bobby and John for their help with the Zabava we had a couple weeks ago, donating all of the chippy chips out there for us to enjoy. The other day, I was received an email from a bunch of different people. If you're an internet hack, just Google Radio Slovakia International and Rusin in the same Google search, and you will come up with a 10-minute interview from Radio Slovakia International talking to our good friend, Professor Pat Kravchik, who teaches at Evergreen State University in Washington State. And they talk about how the Rusins developed over the years and over the centuries. And it's a really nice interview. So again, go to any browser. I won't say Google because some of you are Bing fans and some of you are, I don't know. Just put in Radio Slovakia International Rusin, and you'll come up with the site in English, and you can listen to, in English, the interview with Professor Pat Kravchik. Next, we're going to go to Vojvodina, and this is called Najväkša Rodzina, and this goes out to our good friend Vladka Zgonc, who has the Welcome to Serbia program heard every Sunday here from 5 to 6 p.m. She had a little bit of medical issues over the last couple weeks, so we hope that she has a speedy recovery. We look forward to performing Slavyani Folk Ensemble at her picnic that she's going to be having in September 26th. I think the date is on that, so Vladka, get well soon. This one goes out to you.
Знам, що ми любя ангіл.
That was brought to us, this Nasho Sveta from Vojvodina, was brought to us by our president, John Rigetti, who was attending a World Council meeting back in June. So thank you, John, for bringing that back to us to play here on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. And if you happen to have any CDs, any tapes, any records that you would like to donate to us, again, give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, actually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the 5th, 6th, and 7th of August. All the delicious Slavic food homemade can be yours at the 17th annual Russian Food Festival at St. John the Baptist Orthodox Church in Ambridge. This festival has become a Western Pennsylvania tradition. The public is invited. The admission is free. The air is free because there is air conditioning in the hall. So hopefully if it's 110 outside, it'll be a nice, cool 70-something indoors. The festival will be held from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. daily. Popular Carpatho Russian foods available will include pierogi, stuffed with potato and cheese, or sauerkraut, dumpling or noodle holushka, breaded chicken, kolbasi with kraut, holubka, pagach, borscht, and John Rigetti makes a mean borscht for those of you that don't know, Russian soup, salads, and much more. Baked goods will also abound with traditional Russian favorites like nut, apricot, poppy seed rolls, and the church's famous palachinka, cheregi, paska, and Russian tort. There will be authentic entertainment as well. On Saturday, August 7th, Slaviani Folk Ensemble will perform traditional Carpatho-Russian songs and dances at 3 p.m. And at 4:30, the singing Reviljak family will perform traditional Russian folk songs. So the festival will also be selling a booth of Russian ethnic items, including CDs, wooden items, distinctive Russian shirts and sweatshirts, books, embroideries, and as well as Eastern Christian religious items such as books and icons. So again, that is the 17th annual Russian Food Festival, August 5th, 6th, and 7th at the St. John Orthodox Church in Ambridge. For more information, please call Parish Center at 724-266-2879 or area code 412-749-0675. Next, we go to This is Rudos Moter with I Don't Want to Get Married, Ne Budu Sia Geniti.
Ne Budu Sia Geniti, Ilem Tak Budu Choditi. Ne Budu Sia Geniti, Ilem Tak Budu Choditi. Horite mi, orami, za čužimi, Jimmy Jenami. Чужі жени так і суть, малюночки принесуть. Чужі жени так і суть, малюночки принесуть. Малюночки та й віна. Пійте, хлопці, до рана.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. We thank you for joining us. We hope you join us again next week. Again, if you have any announcements, please give me a call. If you have any of the old CDs, those 45s and all that other stuff that you don't know what to do with, hey, I'll take them off your hands and we'll play them right here in the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. We will see you all next week at 2:30 p.m. right here on WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станице WPIT на фреквенцию 730. Тримайтеся красне и с Богом!